I am Giada Graziano, fashion educator, career advisor, and CEO. The way I broke into the fashion industry and started my career working for luxury brands wasn't linear. And with this podcast, you will learn that getting a job in fashion is not what you think. When I was looking for my first job in fashion, I was feeling alone and a total outsider. I had no connections, I was not living in a fashion capital, I had no experience, and I had a management engineering degree. My confidence was lacking, but I had this big dream, and I tested unconventional strategies to stand out in this competitive industry. And I made it, sooner than I thought. I created Glam Observer to help you do the same, teach you the tried and true strategies to land your dream role in fashion, even if, like me, you feel like there are too many obstacles along the way. If you're a fashion enthusiast looking to start your career in the fashion industry, you are in the right place. In this podcast, you will learn career advice, get the confidence, and build a plan to turn your dream into reality, while also learning about the fashion industry from the inside. Let's begin. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. Today I wanted to chat with you about something that is very important but there is not very often discussed about working in the fashion industry. I get many emails and direct messages on Instagram asking about what skills are needed to work in the fashion industry. How can I be more qualified? How can I showcase to recruiters that I'm the right fit for the job? And why there isn't a single answer, because the skills for the job in fashion are not the same. Because working in the fashion industry is not one job that, you know, one size fits all. Because there are many careers in fashion, there are many roles, and so the skills change according to the role. However, there are of course some skills that are in common to all of the jobs in fashion, especially if you're at the beginning of your career. So if you're looking for your first job, you're looking for an internship, you're looking for an assistant position, and I'm pretty sure that many of you here are looking for your first experiences in the fashion industry. So today I wanted to chat with you about a very important skill that everyone should acquire if you want to work in fashion. And that skill is none other Microsoft Excel. Before you say, why Excel? It is fashion. Isn't it like good taste or styling skills the most important? The truth is that we have to be more practical and see what you will actually do on the job. And while, yes, you will work with clothes, you might work with magazines, in order to do your job, you need practical tools that allow you to do things such as organize things or analyze data. Everything that people, fashion professionals, do on a daily basis. Because while this is of course a creative industry, there is yet a lot of business involved in fashion, which means that lots of decisions are based on numbers. But even if you're interested in a creative role, such as becoming a stylist, becoming a designer, becoming an editor, that you might believe are not like business related roles where you have to deal with numbers and making analysis and reports, even for those creative roles, you will still need some tools that are going to be, you need to support your creative role. You know, even if your job is to be an editor and write fashion articles, where do you keep track of the articles that you write or the ideas that you have? Yes, you might have just your piece of paper with a list of article ideas, but this is not what fashion professionals do. They do keep track of article ideas or articles they publish or things that they want to write about in spreadsheets most of the time. As well as if you're an aspiring stylist. A stylist, and if you become a stylist assistant, the stylist might ask you to organize samples and keep track of the clothes, the accessories, the bags that you will need for the shooting. And you cannot keep track of this on just a simple notepad. You need spreadsheets, you need to be very organized, and that's when Excel comes in help, even for these creative roles. So today I wanted to chat a little bit about the skill that it is not very discussed about in the fashion industry, but that really is going to help you, first of all, land the job, but also thrive once you're going to get into the industry. If you had no idea that Microsoft Excel is such an important skill in fashion, and why? First of all, let me tell you that you're not alone. Many people, even myself, 10 years ago when I was at the beginning of my career in fashion, I had absolutely no idea that a skill such as Excel could be so important to get a job and work in the fashion industry. I had no idea that everyone in fashion used Excel on a daily basis. And it was, yeah, really a surprise for me to discover that. I discovered it even before entering the offices with my first e-commerce internship at Alexander McQueen, because during the job interview, the recruiter asked me to pass an Excel test. But we're going to get into that. So I wanted to cover the three reasons why you need to learn Microsoft Excel to work in fashion this podcast episode. And before going to share my story and my personal experience with Excel, but also the experience of the students of my academy that also have been tested on Microsoft Excel, let me start with the very first reason why you need Excel, which is landing the job or internship. Before talking about these three reasons, let me tell you that the course Excel for Fashion is opening for enrollment very soon. So I will leave you in the show notes of this podcast episode the link to register for the waitlist, so you will be the first to know when the online course Excel for Fashion is going to open enrollment with a very special offer. So I will leave you the link to join the waitlist for the Excel for Fashion course in the show notes. So I don't know if you have already tried to look for jobs or internships, but if you have already tried to do so, you might have noticed that when you read the job description and you go into the skills part, you might realize that most jobs have the Microsoft Office package, and in particular, most of them mention Excel, especially. This is because in any fashion role, including internships and assistant positions, Excel is required. And not because the Microsoft Office package, it is a default that any recruiter just add to the position when they just write the job description. Recruiters add Excel in the job descriptions of fashion internships and fashion jobs for a precise reason. And it's because everyone in fashion uses Excel. So it is not just Microsoft Office, the package is something like that by default, everyone adds to the job description. It is because fashion professionals use it. Fashion professionals use it on a daily basis to do many things. You might associate Excel with analysis, math, and numbers. And that is true, of course, it's used for that. But like I said at the beginning, it's also used to make lists. Imagine list of fabrics, list of articles to post for the magazines, list of people to invite to a fashion event, or even just a list of things to do to complete a project. And it's also used to plan and organize things such as deliveries of the collection, fashion shows, shootings, and many other things. Buyers, marketing managers and CEOs, so those business roles of the industry, use it to analyze sales and data in order to make their decisions. If you're looking to get a role such as becoming a fashion buyer, a merchandiser, a brand manager, a marketing manager, an e-commerce manager, so all of those kind of management business role of the fashion industry, Excel is a must to know. Since these are analytical business role of the industry, you would have to make strategic decisions based on numbers. So Excel is the tool that all of these people use on a daily basis. It's the most used tool. But this doesn't mean that if you're thinking of becoming a buyer, a merchandiser, a marketing manager, your job is going to be boring because your spreadsheet will still be full of bags, shoes, and clothing. Plus, if you're really interested into the management side of the fashion industry, it is going to be super fascinating for you to understand how this business works from the inside and how you will be able to make decisions based on analysis. And if you're thinking that maybe you have to be super good at math to become a buyer or even just to use Excel, that's not true because, you know, it is actually Excel that does the math for you. So if you believe that Excel is hard to use because you will have to deal with numbers, actually Excel is going to be the solution to all of your problems because it is Excel that does the math for you. So you can focus then on the fun things. So Excel does the math for you, it gives you the results, and you will be the one taking the decision based on the numbers that Excel gave you. So you will be able to be the one making all of these strategic decisions because Excel already did the math for you. However, as like I said, Excel is not only used by management and business roles of the industry, but is also used by stylists, press officers, designers, and editors to organize many things such as samples, fashion shows, guests, inventory, articles to post, building tech packs, and much more. That's why, since it is so used in the fashion industry by everyone, of course there are people who use it more and more frequently, like buyers, merchandisers, marketing managers, they use it every single day. Whilst like stylists or designers, they don't spend all day on Excel, of course, but they still use it to do a part of their job. And because it is so used by anyone in fashion, that recruiters prefer hiring people who know how to use the program. So if you're looking to get a job in fashion, Microsoft Excel needs to be on your resume, especially if you want to stand out from other candidates and if you want to catch the attention of fashion recruiters and also pass any applicant tracking system if the word Excel it is among the keywords that the recruiter set that should be on your resume and the system is going to scan the resume and Excel is not on there, you might not even get your resume in front of the recruiter because the system already discarded your CV because of those keywords that are missing. Okay, so the first reason why you need to learn Microsoft Excel it is to land a job or internship. The second reason is to pass any job interview test. And here I'm going to tell you more about my personal story. So 10 years ago, I broke into the fashion industry with an e-commerce internship at Alexander McQueen. The application process was very, very interesting. I got invited for a first job interview. There was a generic one. And then they called me to go and have a second step of the job interview at the office. They just told me that they wanted me to meet with other people from the team. So I was absolutely not prepared for what happened that morning. So when I went there that morning, the recruiter put me in front of a laptop with Excel spreadsheets open in front of me with numbers and a database. And they asked me to calculate something. So I had to pass an Excel test in order to get that internship at Alexander McQueen. I heard of job interview tests when I was doing all of my researches online on how to best prepare for job interviews, but I always thought that these tests were things reserved for people with experience. You know, if you already have experience, they might want to test you. I never imagined that for an internship, they would have tested me on Excel, to be honest. And also because I read like the job description 1,000 times before going to the job interview when Excel was not among the requirements of the job description. So it really caught me off guard that morning when they put me in front of this laptop with an Excel test to do. And today, my job as a fashion educator and mentor of those who want to work in fashion, and with my 7+ years of experience helping people land a job or internship in fashion, I know that this is a common practice. So now I am no longer, you know, surprised when people tell me, oh, but the recruiter asked me to do an Excel test for a job in fashion, for an internship in fashion, for a fashion assistant position. Actually, it is me, the first one to tell my students of my fashion academy, when you prepare for job interviews for fashion companies, make sure that you refresh Excel because they might test you. And also I hear from them, their feedback, that indeed companies test them during the job interview. This is a common practice, especially for the top companies of the industry, especially for luxury fashion brands. In fact, I do hear the students of my academy that they get these Excel tests when they go to interviews with LVMH, Dior, Tory Burch, Vogue Business. Because why these fashion companies do these Excel tests? Why the big ones especially do these Excel tests? If you think about it, on average, 500 people apply for the same job or internship in fashion. This means that companies have a lot of candidates they can choose from for the job. And how are they going to make their hiring decision? They're not just going to stop at what school you attended or the previous experience you might have. They want to go deeper in understanding that you really hire someone who has the potential to grow and learn inside a company, especially if this is for an internship or an assistant position. So they go really beyond what you studied. And many times, in order to understand your mindset and if you're someone who has the potential, they're going to do many steps of the job interview. So they're going to have different chats with you. So they want to know how you're thinking, how you're speaking, how you're talking, and also they might test you on tools that you might have to use. Most of the times, this tool is Microsoft Excel. The other thing that they really want to understand if you're really passionate about this industry and the brand, but I'm pretty sure that if you're here, you're really passionate about the fashion industry and you have a strong passion for the brand anytime you apply for that specific position. So that's why my suggestion is, if you're about to have a job interview, or even if you are about to apply for jobs and internships, because potentially anytime that you apply for a job or an internship, you could expect a call from the company even just about 1 hour after that you applied, because you never know when the recruiter needs to hire the person for that position. So they could be calling you from 1 hour after you applied. And that's why I always suggest to be prepared on Excel, even when you're applying and not just the day before the job interview. The day before the job interview, you might want to refresh Excel, but especially if you're completely new to the program, you might need a little bit of time to prepare for Excel. So that's why I suggest to, if you are thinking of applying for even summer internships, or if you're thinking of applying for jobs in fashion, in even in just 1 month, in a couple of weeks, to start learning Excel today. So yeah, the second reason why you want to learn Excel is to pass any job interview test, which is somehow still related to the reason number one, which is to land a job or internship. Because in order to land a job or internship, the first step is to kind of impress the recruiter with your resume. But then once you get the job interview, you also have to demonstrate that you're able to, you will be the right one they will need to hire. So you will need to pass any potential Excel test that might ask you to do. The third reason is, of course, to be better at your job, and so then for career prospect. Because even in the case where the recruiter is not going to ask you to do any Excel test during the job interview, Excel is something that you will have to use in your job or in your internship. So even though you got the job, you got the internship, this doesn't mean that you're safe now. You still have to demonstrate that you're able to do your job, because like we said, so many people apply for jobs in fashion, so it is easy that they're going to find another candidate. So you have to also demonstrate that yeah, you got the job because you are the right one. Because it could be that maybe they didn't test you in Excel, but that once you're inside the office, they're going to start noticing whether you can use it or not. Let's make an example, even if when you're just an intern, you know, we have already said that if you want to get a job as a buyer, you will have to work on Excel. But let's take the example, even if you're just an intern. As an intern, you will spend most of your days organizing things, especially at the beginning. You could be organizing appointments or the agenda of your boss. You could be organizing samples into the closet of a fashion magazine. You could be organizing the clothes, accessories, and shoes for if you work for a stylist for the shooting. You could be organizing the articles that go live on the website. You could be managing social media, and so you have to schedule posts, captions. You could be making analysis of the sales of an online store, of a physical store. You could be asked to analyze the competitors. Most of these things require Excel. Organizing and managing data manually can be very time consuming and also confusing. Excel allows you to analyze large quantities of data in a matter of seconds by also reducing many errors that you could make if you do everything by hand. Your boss might ask you to organize or analyze some data. And if you think about doing it manually without using the program formulas, you might really spend all day on your spreadsheet, wasting precious time you could have saved to do more of the funny tasks. Maybe you couldn't go to the showroom because you didn't finish your work on Excel because you didn't know how to use the program. Imagine instead being able to use Excel, so doing your job faster and even impressing your boss with a professional Excel sheet instead of doing everything manually. So your knowledge of Microsoft Excel can not only boost your employability, but also your career prospects. Advancing your career means better jobs, more responsibilities, working at the top companies of the industry, because like we said, these top companies of the industry have high expectation. But it doesn't mean that you need to have studied at the top schools of the industry in order to be able to make it. They want to really know that practically you will be able to do your job, at least even just the initial task that they're going to assign you, even if you're going to be just an intern. They want people to be smart. And Excel is really a tool that allows you to be productive, be smarter, look smarter, and boost really your career. We're also making your life easier. Because if right now Excel looks like the problem, something that's really hard to learn, trust me that it can be fun. And if you imagine that you're going to have on your spreadsheets, shoes, bags, I mean, this can really be fun. And it can really be easy once you know how to use the formulas, because you will see that really is the Excel is the solution, not the problem. It's Excel that does all of the math for you, so you don't have to. So if you're looking to get a job in fashion, whether it's going to be your first internship, your next job, Excel is really a tool that you need to learn. Go online and try to do a little bit of research, and you will start noticing that if you read the job description of your favorite jobs and internships, see in the skills how often is Excel mentioned. I'm pretty sure that you can say that a lot of jobs and internships do mention Excel. And this is basically your proof that your role requires Excel and is something that you need to learn if you don't know how to use it yet. If you want to learn Microsoft Excel in a fun, easy, and fashionable way, apply it directly to the fashion industry, the course Excel for Fashion is opening enrollment soon. Join the waitlist in the show notes of this podcast episode to be the first to know when the enrollment is going to be open and to get access to a very special offer. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.